Here in the United States, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry has locked up another big endorsement from educators. Yesterday, the American Federation of Teachers, that has 1.3 million members, threw its support to the Kerry Edwards campaign. The National Education Association, which has 2.7 million members, has also endorsed the Democratic ticket. Mr. Kerry showed his gratitude by appearing in person at the AFT's annual meeting in Washington, D.C., NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Several minutes into his speech before 3,000 members of the American Federation of Teachers, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry paused to ask a question.
How many times have you heard a presidential candidate come to you and say, oh, education is the most important thing in the world. Oh, we value you teachers. Oh, isn't it terrific what we're going to do for our kids? And then what happens?
Nothing, teachers screamed.
You better believe it.
And with that, Kerry proceeded to list some of the things that he says he'll do to improve America's schools. He will require competency tests for first-year teachers, weed out the bad ones, and reward the best teachers with extra pay. He'll recruit 500,000 teachers to teach in rural and inner-city schools and offer a $5,000 bonus to those who choose to teach math and science. He'll expand after-school programs, raise high school graduation rates, and help more students pay for college. And finally, Kerry said, the first bill his administration sends to Congress will be a health care plan to cover every American, a major concern for teachers. Kerry said he'll pay for it all by rolling back the Bush administration's tax cuts.
So will you be part of this effort? Will you knock on doors? Will you talk to your neighbors? Will you talk to your family?
Teachers responded to Kerry the way AFT President Sandra Feldman thought they would. Feldman, who's stepping down this year, says her union is endorsing Kerry for president because he has reached out to teachers.
And he's always been extremely helpful on education matters and on labor matters. And so, you know, we've early on been very supportive of him.
Although many teachers say they'd like to see Kerry repeal the No Child Left Behind Act, the sweeping school reform law that President Bush pushed through Congress, Feldman does not.
But I want it done right. I want it to be amended. I want it to be fixed. And I want it to be funded.
Feldman says President Bush should get credit for focusing on disadvantaged kids and making school reform one of his priorities. The problem, says Feldman, is that he's trying to make dramatic, costly changes on the cheap. That's not true, says Scott Stanzel, press secretary for the Bush-Cheney campaign.
When people take a look at President Bush's record, they will see that he has provided historic levels of funding, and we have seen more money in elementary and secondary education than at any other time in American history.
A 49% increase since 2001, to be exact, says Stanzel, which he says is more than enough for schools to meet the law's requirements. Some AFT members agree, although only a few will say it publicly.
In our district, we're receiving more federal funding than we have ever received.
That's Gail Fallon, president of the Houston Federation of Teachers since 1982.
Keep in mind, coming from Texas, we have a slightly different perspective in that a lot of No Child Left Behind is patterned after what we went through in Texas. I mean, the testing wasn't new. George Bush, as governor, asked more of us, and there were periods where it was painful. And now we're watching the rest of the nation go through some of those periods where it's painful.
As far as Kerry is concerned, Fallon says his proposal to weed out bad teachers troubles her and many of her fellow teachers. In fact, says Fallon, if the election were held today, her union members in Houston would split evenly for Kerry and Bush. Not because of the candidate's stance on education, says Fallon, but because her members are divided about the war in Iraq. The war in Iraq was one of the very last things Kerry talked about in his 45-minute speech to the AFT.
I will keep America secure, but I pledge you this. The United States of America will never go to war because we want to. We will only go to war because we have to. That's the standard by which we guide our country.
Nothing Kerry talked about, neither his education plan nor his health care plan, got more applause. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.